Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucchetti with Mike Boddicker in studio. Mike Boddicker, the Royals win again last night, finishing off the Seattle Mariners with a three-game sweep up in Seattle. And right now, the Royals are only half a game behind the Cleveland Indians for first place in the Central, and they are all alone in that second spot in the wild card race, and only a half game behind the Yankees for the number one wild card spot, with three games left in the first half against the Los Angeles Dodgers. How you doing, Mike Boddicker?
Well, I'd be a lot better if Jake didn't bump me to Thursday with a West Coast game and then an extra innings.
Wow.
But, you know.
Just right out there.
Wow. Yeah, you know.
Hey,
sorry,
I'm not his favorite. I know.
Maybe
that.
Jake realized that the Royals were going to have their most epic extra inning game last night, and he wanted you on the next day to talk about it.
No, that's absolutely not true.
I didn't think so.
Thanks, though, Nate. Credit. But no, Buster only bumped you, so have it up with Buster.
Where's Buster? Boy. Get him on the line.
Buster bumped you yesterday.
He'll be on the sidelines for the home run derby, won't he?
Yeah.
Talking to Moose.
Moosh. So. Yeah, I was telling Steven, I said, I brought the Moose statue.
Yeah, that's right.
And all of a sudden, you know,
that's what he took off. Bring.
I know that.
Honestly.
I know.
It's big time.
I rub the Moose's nose every morning for good luck.
It's not all he rubs.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that alone.
Jason Vargas did not look good last night. Was that just a bump in the road? What was wrong with Vargas? Let's start
bump
there.
Bump in the road. You're not going to pitch every game as well as he's pitched. He's had two bad starts. Come on. For a half year, that's pretty damn good.
Was it just location? What was wrong last night?
No, they prepared. I thought they prepared very well for him. He missed a few spots, but they took away his changeup. They really did. They took away his changeup. And they didn't swing at the ball, the one that was down in the dirt, and they sat on the one first strike. A lot of those were knee-high pitches. They were just crushing. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it was a good plan. But, no, it's just sometimes you have a bad game. You run up against a team you don't pitch well against. There's different things, you know.
Now, the bullpen was spectacular.
Yes, they were.
They give five innings and only give up one hit and one walk, four strikeouts. Let's start with Scott Alexander, because I've mentioned a couple of times that we really don't mention him when we talk about the good arms out of the bullpen. And right now, for the season, he has a 189 ERA, a 111 whip. He has stepped in very nicely, and it's important, even more important now, with Matt Strom on the DL and perhaps out for the year. But Scott Alexander throws two good innings last night. What do you think of Scott Alexander? I haven't heard you talk about him.
Really, he's been kind of in the background. I mean, you don't even think about him in that bullpen. But every time he comes in, he seems to do the job. You know, he's got good stuff. All the kids got good stuff that are here. I mean, it's not an issue of stuff. It's an issue of getting the job done. And he's stepped in and has done the job.
Now, before we talk about Soria, because I know Nate wants to bring him up, the other guy that has just been terrific, and we've talked about him a little bit, because if you remember when trade rumors started to come out, one of the first guys,
Mike Minor,
was Mike Minor, because the Red Sox were linked to him. That's another lefty that the Royals took a chance on that had pedigree from the Braves organization, and it's taken him a while to get healthy. And now out of the bullpen, listen, I mean, these numbers.
He's 5-1 and
42 innings
last night.
30 hits, a 45-12 strikeout to walk, a whip below one, a 191 ERA. Tell me about Mike Minor and what you like about him.
Well, number one, he's left-handed, which really helps coming out of the pen. But, I mean, he's consistent, and his stuff's really good. You come out of the bullpen, and unless you're pitching three or four innings, you can drop, if you're throwing the ball pretty decent, you can drop your ERA pretty fast, I never liked the bullpen, but if you want to drop your ERA fast, you pump some games together and throw some good innings, and he just spots the ball pretty well, changes speeds, does everything you're supposed to as a pitcher. He nothing spectacular to me, but it's all about location. Every time I come in here, we talk about that. And that's what he does. He locates and he changes speeds and keeps hitters off balance.
And those are two quality lefties out of the bullpen between Alexander and Minor. And Nate, you were making some points about Soria yesterday and what you saw that that excited you.
Well, on the strikeout to end the inning, I can't remember who it was he struck out off the top of my head, but he hit 95 miles per hour on
95,
the radar.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Might have been a juiced up radar, but maybe he's recovering from his two Tommy Johns and it's finally kicking in. I don't know, but or he's pumped up. Sometimes you get a little pumped up and the velocity increases. But that kind of shocked me too, because you're used to seeing 91, 92, maybe, you know. And
I'm looking at his Fangraphs page right now. His average fastball velocity this year is faster than it's ever been. But last year it was the fastest it had ever been.
Yeah, that didn't pan out too well, did it?
Yeah, no. That didn't make such a difference. Last year threw 93.3 is his average fastball. This year is 93.5, so it's very similar.
It didn't seem like he throws that hard during games. Really?
He's got such a smooth delivery.
Yeah, he got that real slow curveball, and so you don't think the fastball's anything special.
What did you think of Valencia getting mad at him for quick pitching the other night?
Oh, I don't like Valencia. You know that.
Right.
Why do you even bring that up?
Because I want to get you mad. Jeez. Let's go. Let's get going.
You know what you're supposed to do as a pitcher? Try to get the guy out.
You go, wah, wah. You don't like it. Get yourself ready.
Get him out.
Yeah. It's your job.
He said he wanted slow.
You're preaching to the choir
bounce.
Here, Steven. Yeah. I really don't care about hitters. Not at all.
Did you quick pitch?
I have before, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that?
I've done some crazy stuff just to aggravate them.
Like what?
Throw my hat.
Like, now what?
Throw my hat. Did it in Minnesota. Just to aggravate Twilliger, their first base coach. Yeah, you come up over your head,
right?
Like you're going to wind up, and then you grab your hat with your back, is it right around your wrist. When you come to the plate, you throw the hat off at the plate and then throw the pitch.
Did you ever get warned for that? Is that?
Oh, no. Well, they just call it no pitch, no pitch.
Right.
Whoa, can't do that, can't do that. Then you just laugh.
Just to irritate?
Just to get under their skin?
Yeah, sure.
You do that to Jake.
I'll show you sometime. Get a hat. I'm going to wear a hat, and I'll show you what I did.
I do have a question on the quick pitch, though, on that one, because it looked to me like set.
That's the thing. That's the tough part. Soria has been, last year, a box.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're legitimate box to me. I'm sorry. They said it only has to be a split second. No, it's got to be a concernable stop. And that he doesn't, on that quick pitch, he does not have a discernible stop. So that, to me, those were all box.
So to me, if Valencia's going to complain to somebody, he should be complaining to the umpire.
Umpire, exactly. Yeah. Don't complain to the pitcher. Yeah. I mean, if the umpire does his job, that's a balk.
Why do you think Soria's... I mean, I remember before the season started, Steven and Jake and I stood by Soria all last year.
He was awful last year.
And I think you guys asked me before the season started what percentage I would put it on Soria having a bounce back year. I can't remember. All of a sudden, Jake's not in there.
No, that's
Tofu's
Jake,
back there.
No, that Jake just got young.
Wow, that bone broth is really doing wonders.
Bone broth.
Look at this kid.
Yeah, he looks like a young Jake sitting back in there. Look at that.
Clean shaven and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think I said something like 30%. I think I didn't like give it an over 50%. I wasn't super optimistic, but I felt like there was at least a chance that he'd bounce back, because that seems to be the nature of relievers. But have you seen something markedly different in him? Is he just pitching with confidence this year? What's
pitching
changed?
With confidence, locating. If you remember last year, how many pitches he threw that mid-thigh down the middle?
Yeah, and then walking people at a rate that he'd never walked people
because he was giving up a lot of hits because he was throwing the ball down the middle. It's a catch-22. You just keep burying yourself deeper and deeper, too, when you do that. You nitpick, and then all of a sudden you got to come down the middle. You nitpick, get behind, you come down the middle. And that's what he was doing last year. He just a lot of walks and a lot of balls mid-thigh right down the middle of the plate. Well, that's not conducive in the big leagues to being successful.
And one other bit of good news about the bullpen, Neftali Feliz has joined the Royals, giving up one run in six appearances.
Yeah, I thought that was a good sign. I really was. I do miss Chris Young, though.
In what way? like how? Like,
no, I just...
And like, did you know him? Like
would he banter in the clubhouse?
Would he call you? Or?
I just...
Like, miss him or miss him as a pitcher?
Just miss him around. He's a big, tall guy.
Big lug.
Big, tall guy.
Now, the final question I ask you about the pitching before we get into the Royals' offense and the Royals, and especially Mike Moustakas. We saw Travis Bluhr with a spot start. He's not going to get another start before the All-Star break because of the day off today. Duffy is going to go on Sunday against Clayton Kershaw. Nate Karns is not going to be eligible to come off the DL until towards the end of July, and even then we don't know if he's going to be healthy.
No.
We don't know anything about it. So until then, until Karns, they make a decision on him, would you rather the Royals go with Travis Wood or one of the young guys like Juniors and Skoglund? Wood, over the past month, has like a 2.40 ERA. He's settled down, even though his overall numbers are still bad. He's pitched better over the last month, much better.
Much better.
Would you rather have him as a fifth starter for now or one of the young kids when they come out of the break?
Boy, that's a tough call. If you're going for future, one of the young kids. If you're going to win it, I'd probably go with a veteran.
So then Travis Wood.
Yeah, probably. Or you know what? You know what you could do? Call up Bubba Starling. He was a pitcher in high school.
See,
that wasn't even good.
We didn't even have to bring it up. We didn't even have to bring it up.
Right,
They will try to trade for a fifth starter now, I believe.
See,
I think they're going to go for a reliever. I really do.
Maybe both.
Okay, Ken Rosenthal last night on MLB Network said he expects them to pursue a pitcher, and it could be a reliever, it could be a fifth starter. And so this
what we have to trade is not going to get you a decent, even a close to a average fifth starter.
It depends on whether or not David Glass is willing to spend some money.
You can take the money on and not give up very much.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
That's how
what
you swing
our payroll
that.
Is right now. But I guess if...
But one guy, and you think about the excitement and the money they could make, you know, because, hey, it started to dip. Attendance started to dip for a while. Ratings started to dip.
Yeah, bad.
You know, you reinvest. And you're not talking about taking on a guy, you know, like Cueto, like they did in the past, having to give up that much or take on that much money. Just a guy to solidify the fifth spot that's not going to get...
You're looking for a guy.
That's not going to get his what? Every fifth day. Well, I'm Jake is
he's looking
feverishly.
For it.
I'm going to make you.
Jake
put
was
these
in the bathroom.
All...
Jake, you all right?
He's been getting his tits lit. Really has.
A guy that won't get his tits lit.
Yeah,
it doesn't. They don't have to trade.
They're going to bring back Chris Young.
Again, a guy that won't get his tits lit.
He's been getting his tits lit. Really has.
Oh.
I mean,
you say that kind of stuff just to try to piss me off, and doesn't work.
No, I'm not trying to make you mad.
Yeah,
Jack.
Right.
No,
see, like with the way these guys are pitching, and I know, and look, Vargas and Duffy.
Duffy threw good the other night too, for the first time.
And
back.
Kennedy
really
is turning things around, and you know, and Jason Hamill over the past month has turned things around.
Well, this is what I expected at the beginning of the year.
Right. They don't have to go out and I mean, of course, you'd love to go out and add Cueto, but they don't have to do that.
No, they don't.
Just a guy that gives him a shot to win every 5 days. Just a veteran guy, a good clubhouse guy, whatever. It doesn't have to be, a huge deal. They don't have to give up a whole lot. And that's right. But that's why what I brought up in the past, you say they don't have very much. Like, what if a team? And so then here we go again. This one started 3 weeks ago. What if a team? Because I've been on this thing about, you know, if you're not going to sell, then you got to buy. Just don't sit there with your up your ah. All right?
Wow.
Like them sound effects? You like that?
That was your
right.
Auga.
What if a team called and said, "Yeah, we got fifth starter for you. We like Bubba.
Swing sell. It. Go.
Nate
go,
and Jake
go,
said
go,
no.
Go,
Has
go,
it changed
go,
at
go,
all?
Go.
Now
go,
that the Royals
go.
Have a wild card spot and only half game out of first. Would you let Bubba Starling keep you perhaps out of a return trip to the playoffs if you thought you could get the guy that would make the difference?
Not if my people. My evaluators,
what are your people?
All those people, if they felt like, look, this guy that's available to us solidifies our entire starting rotation, and we're going to the playoffs if we get this guy, I would trade Bubba Starling. But
bye bye.
There is no buts.
I don't think anybody's
You make the decision. You're the person.
Well, yeah, I would make the decision, but I think any great decision maker, you know, takes counsel from the smart people around him.
Not me.
Surrounds himself with intelligent people.
I have people.
And gets good counsel from those
too
people.
Hypothetical.
That's what Dayton Moore does.
Right.
Dayton Moore surrounds himself with intelligent baseball people, and he trusts them.
Right.
And of course, at the end of the day, he makes the decision. Well, because we don't know.
What would you do? He asked. What would you do, Nate?
His hands are doing this. I don't know. He's nervous right now.
I can just tell you, like in the off season, just a couple of months ago, if somebody would have said, "Hey, I'll give you this for," you wouldn't even have to hear this. He hit under 200.
Yeah,
at AAA.
I don't think anybody's asking for Bubba Starling. So I mean, this is a fun hypothetical for us, but I don't think that you even have to make that decision because I don't think anybody's gonna say, "Hey, we want Bubba Starling."
Mm-hmm. If you think he could be the starting freaking center fielder for the Royals.
He could, but he's not going to hit more than 150.
Then there's someone that's going to be willing to. I know he's that good defensively. There's got to be at least one other team that thinks that. And if no one else thinks he's good enough to trade for, then what the hell are we saying he's going to start in center field next year? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the Royals have done a lot of things that nobody else thought they could do.
You know Donald Trump's in Poland. You should have been over there.
What the hell is going on right now?
I'm not going to comment in any way.
Come on.
I froze him. I froze him right there.
I get it when you don't want to trade Mondesi or you know, players like that. But there's a deal to be made out there if the Royals want to take on money. And again, I'm not talking about a blockbuster.
No,
they're going to add someone.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm with you. Look, I want the team to go for the playoffs. So if that means trading Bubba Starling, it means trading Bubba Starling. I'm fine with that.
And the only reason I bring him up, it's a fun hypothetical. Yeah. I know it irritates Mike that you're even contemplating. That you think there's even a decision.
I do think that there's still there's this potential that Bubba Starling could be a significant answer for this team for the next 6 years.
What's he going to answer the phones at Kauffman or what?
Oh, boy.
No. Look, I don't know. I'm not watching him hit in Omaha. I'm looking at the box scores every day, and that doesn't tell you. You know, if a guy goes 2-for-4, I learned this a long time ago. Billy Butler, and who was the other first round pick they had the year before Billy Butler? Lubanski? Who was it? Lubanski. Wasn't that his name?
No.
You're the Paul. You tell him. You tell us.
Not.
I think it was
Lubanski.
Let
him work. We want you to work through this.
I think it was Lipinski.
Because I think you'll get to this. Because you're close. You're sniffing around here.
Tara Lipinski?
If you keep working through this, you're going to land
Chris
on
Chris Lubanski. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You see that?
But it could have been Lipinski.
You didn't need buddy to do that.
Tara Lipinski. She was a skater, wasn't she?
That was growth right there, what you just did.
There was
he tried to give me the Hucklebuck down in the corner of the bar one night.
Where'd you come with a Hucklebuck?
Remember that Lipinski?
Right.
So Lubanski and Butler were both first-round picks, and they were both at the same stages of the minor leagues together.
Give you old Hucklebutt that Pinsky.
See? And I remember talking to some scouts that would go watch them play, and each guy would go 2-for-4 on a given day, and you'd look at the box score and go, hey, look at this. Lubanski and Butler both going 2-for-4. But the scouts would tell you it was a very different 2-for-4. Billy's 2-for-4 was 4 rocket shots where he was on every pitch, and the pitcher, you know, was lucky to get him out.
And Lipinski.
Lipinski would go up there and look brutal on 2 at-bats, and then a reliever would come in at the end of the game, and he'd hit, you know, he'd hit a couple of cookies and drive the ball. But they're like, his swing is not going to be able to hit major league pitching, probably won't even be able to hit triple-A pitching. And darned if it didn't turn out that way. Billy Butler, for whatever he's become now, was a really good Major League Baseball hitter for quite some time, and Lubanski never did anything. So I understand that just because I'm looking at
who sent the better selfie?
Well, I don't know about Lubanski's selfies. So, But my point is, like, I can see Bubba Starling going 2-for-4 in Omaha every game in the box scores, but that doesn't tell me what he really looks like at the plate. I don't know what he looks like at the plate. And I understand your reservations, but I also am willing to give him the opportunity that he could grow and develop as a player over all this time.
I'm glad you're giving him the opportunity.
No reservations.
You're giving him no shot.
No. Why?
Because he's never been willing to change.
But they say he has changed. They say he's changed
his
swing. Sam Mellinger wrote a column about it.
His people.
Sam Mellinger wrote a column that said that he made an adjustment to his swing, and since then he went from hitting 130 to 250.
See, this is what people miss.
The
look on Nate's face with like who's they? Sam Mellinger. Not throwing Mellinger under the bus. Like,
well, that was the article that kind of got me back into saying, hey, maybe he does have a chance. Sam went up to Omaha, talked to people. You know, I haven't done that.
You know what? We could easily make that happen.
We can send
Would you like us to send you up to Omaha to talk to people?
I did go to Omaha to see Chance the Rapper this summer.
Did you talk to anyone while you were up there?
Not anybody about Bubba, but I talked to people.
You should have asked someone.
He wasn't high on your list then.
Not at that time. He was in like 130.
There you go.
He's been on fire since then.
Uh-huh.
Took an 0-for-4 last night.
I mean, there are players. We're not going to get into it. I'm just going to tell you they're going to add. I don't know if it's going to be a reliever.
I agree.
Or a starter. They're going to add an arm.
Yeah. And I'm for it. I think
we have to understand too, though. We still got a half a year left.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Everybody gets all excited, and rightfully so right now because we're playing like I expected at the beginning of the year.
And the Indians are overrated.
Really bad. Bauer's terrible.
I'm tired of hearing about.
They don't play the game like it's supposed to be played. There are a lot of errors. There's a lot of showboat.
They're overrated, and the Royals are underrated from a national perspective.
I think what's happening to them makes what the Royals did in 2015 seem so much more impressive.
Exactly.
Because both the Cubs and the Indians seem exhausted and hungover from that postseason run last year. Mm. And a lot of teams talk about that, but somehow the Royals went to Game 7 of the World Series.
The Royals were a lot younger.
Yeah,
team.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that was the youth of it.
Where these other teams are not. They're not that young. So that's the big issue right there, I think.
And I think the Royals were exhausted last year.
Oh my gosh! They were tired, yes, they were. You know? They were just beat up, tired.
I'm exhausted after last night's game. I stayed up late, Mike.
Oh, jeez.
I'm too old for that.
Did you stay up for the whole game?
Well, I fell asleep here and there, but
so like, I want to know. So Nate was in his adjustable bed.
Once the 10th inning hit, I watched the most game in my basement.
I was getting
office.
Harassed by my children because they were not going to sleep. So they think, well, if he's up, we're staying up.
Yeah,
I was getting screamed at by kids of all ages. Jake was. How did you describe it? You were sitting on the floor.
I was sitting Indian style on the floor,
surrounded by snacks.
The term these days is crisscross applesauce.
No, it's Indian style.
I think it's a little more.
You know, no, because Cleveland.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
I don't know. So sure. how do you sit up in a chair? Are you laying in the bed? Like how do you when you try to stay up? For this?
Once I hit 10:30, I'm in a bed. Yeah. I'm gassed. I worked all day yesterday.
You don't have
I'm
a
tired.
Snack with you? Do you have a snack? No.
You don't eat late. You gain weight when you eat late.
How about eating in bed? Is that good for you?
I've never done that.
Past midnight?
Never.
You don't think if you went to Funhouse Pizza within the last 3 or 4 days, you should heat up a piece of the pizza?
No.
Once you get to extra innings to try to give you energy?
I don't eat after 6:30.
You think that's a bad idea then?
Was that a hypothetical?
No. I don't know.
No.
I don't know if I went to Funhouse Pizza a couple of days ago.
Closest I have is maybe a handful of Virginia peanuts.
Do you think it's smart to wake your wife up at midnight and ask her where the last piece of pizza is?
No, I'd wake her up and say, no, I wouldn't have to wake her up. She'd tell me the score.
Right.
Because she's still up.
But I got screamed at, so whatever.
So your wife stays up for the game?
Well, she's up. I don't know if she's up for the game. But.
Mike Moustakas now has 25 home runs. And he's going to play in the Home Run Derby.
Does that scare you?
He's also going to play in the All-Star game. Today, the voting ends today, so vote
Moose,
right?
Nothing scares me. Not anymore.
A lot of guys, they go to that home run derby and their swing just gets all out of whack.
I'm going to enjoy everything.
I am too. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad he's in the home run derby. Do you think he has a chance?
He's got 20. He's second in all of Major League Baseball in home
runs.
That's
not what I asked you. I said, do you think he's got a chance in the derby?
It seems to me like Aaron Judge ought to just crush everybody in that because he doesn't have to swing very hard to hit a home run.
No, but that doesn't matter.
Stanton.
You get on a roll.
Sure, he has a chance.
It all depends on the BP pitcher.
Chris Young.
Oh, there you go.
Damn.
There you go.
You want him back so bad? There it is.
There it is.
Yes or no?
He'd elevate some balls for
him. What if Moose called you and said, boy, I'd like you to be my
not a chance in the world
pitcher? What? You wouldn't go out there and do that if he wanted you to go?
Nope.
Why?
I don't want to hurt that bad. You know how bad I haven't picked up a baseball for a year and a half.
Would you do it for Kansas City?
This isn't for Kansas
City.
This is for Moose.
I do.
No, I hurt too bad.
Would it really hurt that bad?
Oh, God, yes. That's why you guys.
How many pitches could you, how many got in the tank?
I don't know.
If the conditions were right and we got you ready.
150, 200.
What did you get? You do it.
No, I'm done. I'm old.
Do you think he's got a chance?
Do I think he's got a chance? If he gets into that groove. He's got the best part of that ballpark, to me, down there.
Yeah, I don't know the dimensions in Miami very well.
It's 330 down the, what is it, 333 or 335 down the right field line. Your best shot's right center, and then it gets big, and it gets big to the left. So
how? Yeah. Okay, so but let's talk about what he's doing right. I mean, it's like we're watching Home Run Derby right now. Every night he hits a home run.
You know,
why is he so hot? What's going on?
He's hot.
What do you, is there adjustments? He's different than he's ever been. He's at 25.
His swing is real short and compact, and he's hitting way through the ball. I mean, he's getting to the ball and continuing through it. He's got tremendous extension once contact's made. It's short and quick to the contact point, and then he's extending through it.
He does not come out of his shoes when he swings. He does not seem like he's swinging very hard.
It's short and quick. Yeah. He doesn't have to. Yeah. None of these guys have to. We've talked about this. Everybody wants to hit one 480 feet.
No.
No, just hit the ball, and it's going to go. Look at the ball Salvi hit last night. Yeah. He just went out there, and in. The ball just
pretty
kept
good.
Going.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. But like Haas, when Haas swings, he comes
unglued.
You know, Adrian Beltre drops to a knee, he swings so hard sometimes. Moose.
When Haas swings, I come unglued.
Well, hello.
A bit. Hey, let's take a break. As we go to break, just give me a number. How many home runs will Moose end up with this year?
I don't know what the... Don't they change the damn...
Give me a number.
...format of the thing every year?
No, I'm talking about in real life.
Oh, this year?
This year, how many home runs?
40.
40 bombs, says Mike Boddicker.
40 Moose Dongs.
Dropping bombs on your moms with Moose Dongs. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You think Aaron Rodgers got 4 years left in him?
How many?
Four.
Sure.
He's 33?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yep. Let me go bid on him right now.
All right.
It's free agency. So if I'm not paying attention to the show today.
And that's different than what?
Than what?
It's fantasy
football.
It's normal, isn't it?
Oh. No, when you're on bot, I pay attention.
Uh-huh. Sure.
By the way, in the last 30 games, 109 at bats, 11 homers for Mike Moustakas.
Moustaka. That's pretty good, as a famous catcher would say. Pretty good.
And Salvi with 17 home runs now in the season.
Mike Moustaka.
I just asked Jake during break where he wanted to eat because I made that bet about Hosmer early in the year. There's no way in hell.
What was the bet? I don't remember.
25, we push.
Yeah.
Under, I got it. Over, he got it.
That's not over.
Kane's got a better chance.
What's Haas got, like 8?
He's got 11.
Who's got 11?
Mike Tequila Harris. How about that? Works.
That works.
Haas is the kind of guy that can hit 5 yeah. home runs in a week.
He's got 11.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it shuts off for...
Yeah, he'll go 2 months and hit 2, and then he'll go a week and hit 5. I mean, he's
not
streaky.
It's not
going to
happen.
Hey, over his last 30 games... His slash line's 327, 394, 566 with 6 bombs. It's not—I mean, he's not hitting the home runs, but that's almost 1,000 OPS over the last month.
Mm. His OPS is 855 for the year. That's not bad. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
His power numbers are not up to the standards of a typical first baseman in today's juiced ball era. Do you believe the ball is juiced, by the way?
Pretty good.
It's a lot harder than it used to be. 1985, there was a big change in the baseball.
But this year and last year in particular, that all of a sudden the home run numbers have jumped right back up after mm-hmm. the steroid era ended. The numbers went way down.
Yeah, they just make the baseball tighter, wound tighter. I knew from 84 to 85, I remember, I started opening day against Texas in Baltimore, and Odomi McDowell was the first hitter that I faced. First pitch of the year, I threw a fastball right down and away, good spot. And he hit one to dead center that I went, whoa, what's going on here? Because usually that's a fly ball.
You said Odubi McDowell.
Yes.
One of my favorite things about you is you say names that I haven't heard in since my obsessive days of baseball card collecting.
Yeah. Well,
peak for me was
I'm old. Okay.
1987.
Yeah.
And the 1987 tops, because I think I opened so many packs. Ended up
would you
for
like
some reason.
Would you like the 1987 set?
Sure.
I have in the basement down in the dungeon that's
that was the set with
there.
The wood grain
right.
At one point, the first year I had
47 Sean Dunstan cards.
Shawan Dunstan.
I kept getting them every pack. I'd get Sean Dunstan to the point where then I started to hate Sean Dunstan.
That was one of my earliest memories of card collecting. I remember going to United Supers and purchasing a pack of Tops.
Yeah.
And I got the Bo Jackson Future Stars. And I remember right away my older brother was like, that's no good. You should trade that.
Was he kind of looking up at the fly ball?
He's about to put the glove up.
I remember the
chain mesh.
And then you get mad because you thought if you got Mark McGuire, that was a rookie, but it wasn't
a
rookie.
No, because the 1984
USA. Team USA that I overpaid for.
It's all right.
I feel like I remember having a bunch of Roberto Alomar San Diego Padres cards from that year.
Bobby.
Robbie Alomar, unbelievably great.
Well, God, what a great player he was.
Oh, man, was he great.
Salvador Perez.
Yes.
Is on after last night's 2-run homer in the 10th inning, and I know he could wear it down. People get mad when
I was just totally shocked he went oppo on that, because he's been kind of trying to pull everything.
Growth.
Everything he hits hard has been pulled, and he just nice and easy went out there and just crushed it. I was in shock.
He's on pace for 33 homers and 106 ribbies.
Mm-hmm. It's a good year.
Pretty good.
And they weren't expecting him to hit. They just knew he was a great catcher.
5 straight All-Star games, 4 straight starts, a World Series MVP. Now he's having his best offensive year. And then everything else he means to the team and the organization.
Mm-hmm. And he has fun. Did you see him last night when Dyson stole that bag? And he's grinning. He's going, rin, rin, rin. I mean, that's fun. I mean, that's when you really love playing the game. I mean, he has a big smile on his face. He just loves playing.
Who loved the game like that?
And
that
I still can't
with?
Believe Lezak thinks Hosmer is more important.
Well, to me, we'll get to him.
I'm telling you right now, Salvi's the guy to me. He is.
He's the heartbeat of the team.
He is, man. And he loves the game. That's what the most impressive thing to me. He makes people want to play.
Who was like that for you, or that you were around?
Tony Pena.
I could see that.
He couldn't hit like Salvi, but he was that way, yeah.
Now, coming up, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Ooh, that's a good team. That's good team.
Buster mm-hmm. says, well, I mean, and look, they're just a game off on pace to have the best record in baseball, mm-hmm. but they have the best run differential. They are magnificent at home.
Yes,
they have the
they
best
are.
Record in baseball at home, but the Royals are red hot.
Yeah, that's going to be a great series.
Hamill, Kennedy, and Duffy for the Royals.
Uh-huh. Duffy and Kershaw, what a matchup that is. Woo, that should be good. Should be good.
Hamill had a tough one his last time out, but overall he's been good
for a month. Yeah.
And Kennedy's been better as well.
Yes. I told you he was going to get better.
What did you see from Duffy the other night?
I didn't know what to expect, because coming off that injury and where he was and You know, what really makes me sick is Bloomin just walked in.
Why does that make you sick?
He looks too good for early morning. But Duffy, he looked like he never missed a beat coming back from the injury. He was good. I thought he was very good. And he had that swagger. I was impressed. I really was. I wasn't expecting him to be that good coming back the first game.
Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. To me, he is.
As long as he's not pitching against the Cardinals in the postseason.
Yeah, that's the only time he and there's always one team that gets you. That's pretty much it. His kryptonite. But he's fun to watch. He's got that nasty curveball, and he uses all the quadrants of the strike zone too, up and away, up and in, down and in, down and away. I mean, he changing speeds. He does everything really well, and he's not afraid to go out there, and he doesn't like coming out of a game. Let me put it that way.
What would you do at DH if you were the Royals?
At DH?
Moving forward. Just keep using a combination of Brandon Moss and Jorge Soler?
Oof, that's not a good combination.
Would you be in the market? Because Buster mentioned that too. There are DH types available, once again, for not much as far as prospects.
Yeah,
just
that's
for
true.
Picking
that's,
up the price
that's
tag.
That's not a bad idea.
And he keeps
and
saying...
And another option would be, if you picked up a decent right fielder, put Bonifacio in that spot.
And Buster...
That kid can hit.
For the third straight week, has said Jay Bruce. And Buster just doesn't throw things out there for no reason, which leads me to believe that he sees something or he's heard something. But I mean, we'd all be excited for that.
Yeah. I mean, people start talking out there, and usually it's... You know, if I'm going to get bumped for somebody, at least he better be right.
So would you be in the market for a DH type, or would you feel comfortable with Moss and Soler?
I'm not real comfortable with Moss and Soler. No, you're not getting much production right there.
Nate?
I mean, if you're going for this and you want to win, you add an offensive piece, I'd probably do that.
I don't I want so bad to believe that Soler is going to start hitting at this level.
Yeah, well, you want Bubba to hit too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then maybe that's a cautionary tale because he was crushing it in AAA, Soler.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, maybe the pitchers are better in the major leagues. But I'd be interested if they could. I mean,
I'd trade Bluma.
They're at least starting to get some production out of Moss, but I'd rather have Jay Bruce, you know.
Oh, I'd rather have Jay Bruce too, yes.
So... That'd get us all excited if they made a move like that.
They're going to be making some moves, I think. I mean,
they're going to add.
We're there. I mean, that's a tough call for Dayton. I mean, we could easily have a bad second half. You don't know. I hate when you're hot. All of a sudden, you get off days, or especially the All-Star break. When you're hot, you don't want to see the All-Star break come. When you're cold, you can't wait for it to get there. And we're hot right now. I don't. Hopefully we'll pick up exactly where we left off, but that's a tough one. You ask baseball players, 3 days off's a killer. You get out of your routine and what you're doing, and it's a little tough.
It is a nice boost, the fact that the Royals got Duffy back before the All-Star break, and he's looked good.
And he did look good the other night.
And so now maybe you can come out firing on all cylinders, except for the Nate Carnes thing, whenever he gets back, but you still got to worry that fifth strike spot.
I don't know where that's going to go to.
If ever he gets back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike Boddicker's in studio. You will ask the question again of Eric Hosmer of who the MVP is, or of Gary Lezak if he thinks it's Eric Hosmer, right?
Yeah, I heard.
Let's go through that again.
You know who it would be Salvador, and then
right.
Moose is pushing hard.
And then Nate says Lo Kane. He'd go to all those guys before he hit the Hosmer.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Kane.
Yeah. I would. They make the biggest difference to me.
Jake Rankin. Don't think about it. Just do it, man.
Salvi, Lo Kane, Moose, Hosmer.
The great thing about this team is that their real strength is they have so many good players.
Yeah, they do.
They don't rely on one or two guys.
I heard a guy on the show one time say most important strength of the team is up the middle.
Up the middle. Always has been.
So I put a little more value in Locane than I do Moose.
Just over 162 games.
Just slightly.
Up the middle is huge.
How valuable.
And you throw a good pitcher on there. Yeah, he's up the middle, too.
But how valuable is Whit Merrifield?
I was just going to say, Whit Merrifield, man.
Whit's been good.
I mean,
holding down second base and the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he stole his 13th base.
The team was terrible until he got called up.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Whitley.
He's been good. Been very good. That's what's it's hard to imagine where if we started with him instead of Mondesi, that's probably 3-4 games right there.
He's a cock.
All right, well, on that note, we'll break back into this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Mike Boddicker has been in studio with us. Jamie Bluma, ready to come in. Relief. Does that make you happy?
Strong arm.
Do you have any problem giving him the ball?
Not a bit.
Right.
I'd give it to Bloom every day of the week.
That's right. How about this next guy?
He's talking smack on you three.
Who?
Bluma?
No.
What about?
The next guy.
No.
Yeah.
Why? Because he got in a fight with Penner?
I've been listening to you jerkheads.
Welcome back to the show. Gary Lezak, who still thinks Eric Hosmer is the MVP of the team. Hello, Gary.
What an idiot. I do not think that.
What do you mean?
Whoa,
you don't
last
think
week
that?
You did.
No, you said that flip-flopping.
You're flip-flopping.
What happened? Chip Penner texted you. Change your mind.
Hey, you want to go grab some breakfast at the Waffle House?
It's called.
Did you and Penner get into a fight? Really? Did I miss that?
Mike Boddicker wants to know about you and Jeff Penner fighting. Tell him.
No, it was a conversation. This is how we work together to get the most accurate forecast in Kansas City. People do not realize that 25 years of working together, having a system, having what you guys are now calling the Lezak Almanac, being able to know what the weather pattern is going to look like, and then combining brain power of Jeff Penner, included in that conversation, allows us to have the most accurate forecast in Kansas City's history. And so, not only Kansas City, the nation.
So it's okay that you were wrong the other day and he was right?
I was not wrong. It was a team. We were right.
And Nate wants to know.
Is it okay that...
It's okay to have an off day once in a while.
Gary, Nate wants to know if Jeff Penner called you and told you that Eric Hosmer is not the MVP and that's why you've changed your mind.
Oh.
No, we do discuss that as well, but this is just this is completely me. If you look at what's going on right now, it's incredible. I mean, watching this team at this moment do what they just did when they were 10... listen to these statistics. They were 10-20. Okay, we all know that. We can barely remember that now. 10-20. Since they were 10-20, they are now 34-20. 10-20 to 34-20, and they're 44-40. And at this second, if you look at the American League standings, the Royals are in the playoffs, one game ahead of Minnesota and Tampa Bay. They are the wild card team at this moment. And of course, you probably know while you were sleeping, I was awake watching, Salvador Perez hit one the other way.
Jeez.
Did you see when he hit the home run what he did?
He ran around the bases.
He put the bat down. Oh. He looked to the right. The ball's in the air. It's not even gone yet. He just did it Salvi's way. He did it the way an MVP would do it. Okay, there's a problem. Oh. The Royals have a problem again now. They have an MVP candidate in Salvador Perez, and they literally have an MVP candidate in Moustakas. We now have two legitimate MVP candidates on this team, not to mention Locane is 15 for 15 in stolen bases, which is just incredible. Moose and Perez, when they're at the plate, it is incredible. They look like, when Miguel Cabrera was just incredible, the best hitter in baseball, they have that look on their face. They're just like, they're just zoned in. It's incredible right now.
I need another song. I've waited. I don't care. Man. I'm playing the damn song.
Oh, boy.
I'm playing the postseason song.
You're playing a song for me?
And 15, and I don't care.
I was listening to this on 4th of July.
What song is this?
Well, you idiot.
This update of the baseball standings from Gary Lezak is brought to you by Bob Hamilton Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Reuter.
Right.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, Jake.
Good job, Nate. About time you did something today.
I've been eating some pistachios.
Oh, not sharing with me.
I got two left. I got two nuts left right here.
You and Boddicker, before he goes to bed, has a handful of nuts.
Every night.
Amazing.
Oh, this song just brings back so many memories.
By the way, let me remind you at this point, John Parr follows me on Twitter. So.
That's incredible.
Me too.
Who do you guys think the MVP is?
Salvador Perez.
Is Moose rising in that conversation?
Sure, why not?
I mean, I can't believe it. 25 home runs and 54 RBIs before the All-Star break. 55 RBIs for Salvi. I mean, it's and Hosmer's turning it around too. 11 home runs and 40 RBIs now.
I think they should sell.
Oh, yeah, okay, here we go.
They want to worry about the future of the franchise, they would.
We're going to have a little bit of a dry spell after this year.
What are the two most important pieces they would need if they buy?
They need a fifth starter if Nate Carnes does not come back. They could always use another bullpen arm.
A DH.
DH.
So,
are there DHs out there?
Jay Bruce.
A lot. A lot of guys, if they want to pay the price tag, they wouldn't have to give up much as far as players in return.
Taco Salazar wants them to trade for Justin Verlander now.
Yeah, he only has like $65 million left on his contract.
Peanuts.
Just money.
28 over the next 2 years, and I think he has an option for 22 in
peanuts
the third
year. Or D's nuts, whichever one.
I'd rather have D's nuts.
Right.
Well, we always know that with you.
Amazing.
Gary, they're going to add. They're going to go back to the playoffs. And Bloom is going to have a big tailgate.
And Nate won't share his nuts.
These nuts?
We got two nuts for you right here.
Got him!
Two pistachios right there.
I'm good, man.
That's all he's got left is two.
All right.
Some of the smallest nuts I've ever seen.
Do you want me to do the weather or not?
Nate Buchanan has
it's
a big night
sky
of soccer ahead of him.
Say?
Yeah, Sporting Kansas City at Children's Mercy Park. They're in first place, too, and they're trying to put their undefeated record on the line at home tonight. What's the weather going to be like, Gary?
Perfect. And I think I'm coming out there in August.
Wow, to sign your book, right?
He's just giving you a heads up.
Why don't you come out in December, Gary? That would be better.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be awesome if he's out there in December.
Mm-hmm. MLS Cup.
Right. Yep.
Salvi Dong. Did you see the Salvi Dong?
So you're not giving the forecast. Did you just change the subject again?
He's not going to.
Did you not listen to
the
last 2 hours
of the show?
Did you see the Salvi Dong?
He informed us there was one last 2 hours of the show.
Gary, I'm going to the farm tomorrow. What's the forecast for tomorrow? Just to get some kind of forecast.
Yeah, we all saw Salvador's bomb.
You did?
Yes, all of us.
Jeez. Right center. Bomb.
He did it Salvi's way. He laid the bat down.
I don't blame you for not wanting to give the weather forecast, Gary.
It's all right.
Are you waiting for Pitter to call you?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for
Hashtag Team Pitter. #TeamPinner.
Ouch.
You know what? Next week, I think we're going to have Jeff Pinner on instead of Gary Lezak.
No, we should have both on. I love it.
No.
That would be great.
Just Pinner next week.
Just Pinner next week.
Yep.
You're Gary.
Okay, I'll take a vacation. All right.
You know what? Pinner breaks when I tell him to, so I like him better.
He does?
Wow.
Yeah, he does. As you go 3.5 minutes over your segment.
Well, I haven't even said a word.
Oh, really?
Here's your forecast.
There are a couple of them.
Today, it'll be a Salvi Dong blast. 90 degrees.
Yeah.
90, sunny, gorgeous, no chance of rain today. As the Royals head to Los Angeles, my hometown Dodgers. And that's going to be quite a challenge.
Screw the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
How's that
the
sound?
Royals will beat the Dodgers. All right, there's your forecast. Brought to you by Bell Hamilton Plumbing. And here he is, 90 today. Tomorrow, 90. In the 80s this weekend, and 96 next week.
All right, man.
Yeah. Oop, we got another text. Jeff says, move on.
Summer leagues are underway. Who do you root for, Gary? I know who I don't. That's Roots. Bench those nasty roots and let the Bob Hamilton team open your main line for just $99. Mention Gary's weather report and get a free camera inspection too. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B.
I'm out of nuts.
Yeah. I have a threshold, Bob.
Again. That's tremendous.
I have a threshold.
That's tremendous. I'm going to text. Oh, I got to move on.
Okay. Mike Boddicker, thank you for spending time with us in studio after the late night.
Oh, it was great because I got to see Bluma today.
See?
It's always a good day to see Mr. Bluma.
In Kansas City, we're getting a lot of tweets.
Yeah, I
thanking
do.
Us for playing this song. Yeah. Mike Boddicker going through his tweets right now.
Yes.
If you're driving to work and you're excited, you feel a little tired after last night, you crank this song up and let this give you energy. Don't let anyone rain on your parade, because there just might be another parade coming up in a few months. You watch your mouth, Jake! And I fall off, throw myself off the stage again. So if you're in your car, you crank this up right now. You roll the window down. You scream at someone that's at the red light next to you. And you tell them the Royals are back. And we'll be back after this.
Give them a moose knuckle.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crank it up, Jake.